Jewish time. We've all heard that before. It's a declaration that gives us the permission to come and go as we see fit. It's a statement like that that enables one to arrive to set appointments at your own leisure. Jewish weddings are notorious for this. The most laughable two words, the most striking two words on any wedding invitation is promptly at. Still, everyone feels it's perfectly fine to come fashionably late. Is this the appropriate perspective we should have about the concept of time? To answer this, we must first understand where Jewish time originated from. In this week's Parsha reading, we find Paro not allowing the Jewish people to leave the land of Mitzrayim. The 8th and 9th Makot, namely that of locusts and darkness, are carried through. Now Moshe Rabbeinu approaches Paro once again, preparation for the 10th and final Makot, the slaying of the firstborn. Moshe turned to the king and said, "You know when this plague is going to occur? I'll tell you. It will occur kachatzot halayla at approximately midnight, give or take a few minutes or maybe hours, maybe becoming fashionably late." Rashi picks up on this, actually quoting the Gemara in Brachot, wondering why was it necessary for Moshe to say the words around midnight. Why couldn't he give a precise moment to the second exactly when Makot Bechorot would take place? And on this, one of the three answers is cited in this Rashi. Shema Yitzu Asnigni Paro. Maybe the wise men, the astrologers on Paro's team, will make the calculation incorrectly. Not Moshe. Of course not God. Vayomru, and they'll say Moshe badoihu. Moshe is a liar. And therefore, because of the possible miscalculation as to the precise moment of midnight, Moshe decided, you know, let's give a more generalized time when this plague will occur. But the question screams out, who cares? Who cares that these Rishoyim, these corrupt Egyptians, these astrologers, why do we care what they say and what they think? After all, this is the 10th plague. This is the 10th time a tragedy has befallen upon Mitzrayim. Every single thing that Moshe said up until this point has been 100% completely accurate. He's been right 9 out of 9 times. If he was playing baseball, he would be batting 1,000. The odds are most certainly in his favor to probably go 10 for 10. Yet these astrologers still have the audacity to accuse Moshe of saying, maybe it's not true. Maybe he's a badoy. He's a liar. Furthermore, the astrologers could only make this statement after the plague actually occurred, which means thousands of people would have died. So what difference does it really make if it's just a few minutes before or after midnight? The Makkah, the plague, still happened. Devastation, destruction to the Mitzrayim, to the Egyptians, still occur. And therefore, I understand this, that certainly when you're dealing with Rishayim, such wicked individuals, they will search for any excuse to deny that there is any sort of divine intervention in their midst. Seeing the flawless leader of Moshe Rabbeinu and hearing an accurate message did not change them even an iota, not a drop. The reality is, We don't care what the astrologers think. Because after witnessing all that they have seen, they still remain wicked and corrupt. The reason Moshe gave an inaccurate time for the plague was not for their sake, but rather it was for ours. It was for the sake of the Bnei Israel. If they would have heard the sly remarks of the astrologers, who knows how they would feel? Maybe they would not be able to respond. Doubt and uncertainty could creep up into the minds and the hearts of the Bnei Israel. They could potentially lose their confidence and trust in Moshe as their leader and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was too much to risk. And therefore Moshe was compelled to amend the words of Hashem and say, Kachatzos, approximately midnight. Immediately afterwards, the Bnei Israel are given their very first mitzvah. The mitzvah connected to Rosh Chodesh and the new moon. One could ask, why of all mitzvos was this the very first one that was introduced to the Jewish people? If you would randomly ask someone on the street and say, what do you think is the most important mitzvah? You would get a range of responses. Maybe keeping Shabbos, kibud av v'aim, yahav tarecha kamocha. Few, if any, would say, Rosh Chodesh, establishing a calendar, that's a really important thing. Why then did Hashem decide to offer the Bnei Israel this very first mitzvah over some other seemingly better choices? Initially, one could properly respond that the new month is necessary in establishing the proper times for all the Chagim, for all the Yomim Tovim, for the holidays. Without the knowledge of when to celebrate those Chagim, many other mitzvot would be impossible to perform. Therefore, it's plausible to say that Rosh Chodesh becomes the requisite for other mitzvos and therefore is appropriately given first. This would also explain the mindset in Hanukkah as to why Antiochus and the Syrian Greeks banned the observance of three specific mitzvot: Shabbat, Brit Milah, and Rosh Chodesh. Well, Shabbat and Brit Milah are understandable. They represent a special oath, a sign, a brit with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But why Rosh Chodesh? And the answer is that without this mitzvah, we would have no idea when we should celebrate our Chagim throughout the year. Another approach: it is clear that the mitzvah of establishing the new month is definitely an important mitzvah. But there could be another reason why this was selected. You see, at this point in time, Moshe publicly said, Kachatzos. This, as we already described, was a weighted decision. But so as not to cause doubt and mistrust among Klal Yisrael, Moshe elected to say it this way. However, now a new set of problems come about. The Bnei Israel now are given the false perception that it's not so important and not necessary to be exact with time. As long as things are eventually done, then the rest doesn't matter. This is why Hashem introduced to the Bnei Israel this other mitzvah, the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, to tell us that we must be precise and we must be exact with our time. If witnesses come a few minutes before sunset, then today is Rosh Chodesh. A few seconds later, today is not Rosh Chodesh, it's tomorrow. Every second is valuable. Every second matters. We must take every moment of our time and value it and treasure it. And do not live a kachatzot existence. It's not a coincidence that within this very section is the statement, Ushmartem et matzot, that we have to guard our matzah so that it should not turn into chametz. The difference between matzah and chametz is a split second. If the dough is allowed to rise, it's no longer matzah. Instead, it's chametz, something that cannot be used or owned on Pesach. This is the message the Torah is teaching us in our parsha. Be exact with our time. A split second could make all the difference. Rashi further cites the words of Rabbi Yeshaya, and he says the following. He says, do not read Ushmartem es hamatzos, rather et hamitzvos. Guard those mitzvos. Kederech she'ein machmitzin es hamatzos. Just as we know, on Pesach we would not think of allowing our matzah to turn into chametz. We have to watch it and be precise so that the time does not elapse and waste time so the matzah does not turn to chametz. Kach so too, ein machmitzin as a mitzvos. We should not make our mitzvos into chametz. We should not tarry and push off and procrastinate and say, I'll do it tomorrow. Ella, im ba liyadcha, if an opportunity comes to you to do a mitzvah, also samiyat, don't wait. Do it instead right away. Promptness is a requisite to performing mitzvos and adhering to the Torah properly. Being precise with our time is so important in our Jewish beliefs. Yet, ironically, we dismiss its importance by covering it up with excuses. We say, I'll be there at 12-ish, you know, Jewish time. Yes, we do have Jewish time. But that means not 12-ish. It means exactly at 12. You must arrive at Chatzos, not Kichatzot. That is the true Jewish time. The importance of time is clearly articulated in the book Zadig, A Mystery of Fate. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you its words. It states, quote, what of all things in this world is the longest and the shortest, the swiftest and the slowest, the most divisible and the most extended, the most neglected and the most regretted, without which nothing could be done, which devours all that is little and enlivens all that is great? The answer? Time. Nothing is longer, since it is the measure of eternity. Nothing is shorter, since it is insufficient for the accomplishment of your projects. Nothing is more slow to him that expects. Nothing more rapid than him that enjoys. The greatness extends to infinity. In smallness, it is infinitely divisible. All men neglect it. All regret the loss of it. Nothing can be done without it. It consigns to oblivion whatever is unworthy of being transmitted to posterity, and immortalizes such actions as are truly great. Time is man's most precious asset. Good Shabbos.